Welcome back to the center of Detroit and the center of the football universe and more focus on WJR. Once again, live in the Motor City along Woodward, here's Terry Rattigan in for Paul.
Welcome back to the show. We are here on this historic day in downtown Detroit, and the place is absolutely jam-packed. Woodward Avenue is closed, and it's filled with pedestrians, mostly Honolulu blue and silver, but I think I've seen every jersey from every NFL team represented. And the beautiful thing about having such a great location right here at the Cube, a bedrock building, is that important people stop by. And in this particular case, we've got Claude Molinari, President and CEO of Visit Detroit, and Chris Moyer, Senior Vice President of Visit Detroit. And I can't thank you guys enough. As busy as you are, for be able to stop by even for a couple minutes to say hi, I really, really appreciate you doing that.
Well, thank you so much, Terry. And, you know, we had to stop by and see you. I mean, not only are you a radio personality, but you're also the chairman of the Detroit Sports Commission and really an integral part in our ability to even host this great event.
Well, it's fantastic that you would say that. I am honored to serve in that role, and a day like today just really pays it off big time. Chris, we have so many opportunities here to tell our story, and you both have done such a great job, but how does today look as you see all the folks coming in? What's the message that you want to leave everybody with?
I mean, Detroit is a place of beauty. It's a place of culture, excitement, innovation, music. And you can hear the music in the air. You can see the people enjoying themselves on this gorgeous day. This is what it's all about, the culmination of years of work, the partnerships that we've developed in the city of Detroit with the mayor, with the Downtown Detroit Partnership, the Lions, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, and so many more. This is what it's about, so that we can continue to grow Detroit, grow Michigan, and put ourselves right there at the forefront of the world stage.
As we think about all the activities that we've had relative to the draft, I think we do owe a debt of gratitude to WJR. They have been our partners last night at the wonderful kickoff reception.
Yes.
Here today, throughout this whole thing, you know, they really have been great people to work with and really have wanted to help amplify all the messages that we have, Claude.
You know, that's so true. And again, whenever there's a big event, you know WJR is going to be there. And that almost is a justifier or a validation that this must be big if they're going to be on site. So we appreciate the partnership with WJR 760. And, of course, you know, you're subbing for the great Paul W. Smith, who has been just such a champion for everything that we're doing to raise the profile of Southeast Michigan, the city of Detroit, and, of course, the state of Michigan.
Well, if he was here, he would talk about relentless positive radio. And no one is more relentlessly positive than you, Claude Molinari, President and CEO of Visit Detroit. Chris Moyer, thank you so much. Really appreciate you guys stopping by. And I know for a fact that you have somewhere else to be about 5 or 6 blocks away. just really can't thank you enough for stopping.
Hey, thanks, Terry.
Thank you.
Great day for Detroit.
Let's
go. It is
an amazing day. Thanks. I'll see you guys later, too.
Appreciate
again.
You.
You're welcome. And now we get to move on to our next guest, Michael Rafai. He's the CEO of Rafai. Michael, welcome to the show.
Terry, thank you.
This is an historic day in downtown Detroit, and as I understand it, you are one of the important businesses that's going to benefit from an ever better, more prominent downtown Detroit. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and how it's being impacted by this great NFL draft?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's we can officially say now that there is a Taylor in downtown Detroit now. This city it's looking good. It's looking beautiful. Rafai stands for alterations. We do suits for men's and women's, and we do also tailoring, of course. If you take a look around right now and see everyone's smiles and see how happy everybody is, it's a beautiful time for us to be in the downtown area.
So you're located at 1001 Woodward. So I'm at 611 Woodward. So you're just a few blocks to the north, I think. What building are you in, Michael?
So we are in the 1001 Woodward building, and we're on the ground level.
Okay.
Right next to a restaurant called Freshy. And if you are that close, Terry, you definitely need to, when they give you a chance, come over and say hi.
Count on it. I will definitely do that. So when did you start business, doing business at that location?
So we opened this month, and we're going to do our best to stay down there as long as we can.
You have another presence at Somerset?
We do, yes. Yeah, so our main site is over at Somerset Collection. We've been there for 14 years. It's my father's business. That's who kind of taught me the ropes. He's still there. He'll never leave the collection. And it's called Needle and Thread. So we're a family of tailors, and we're hoping to make some magic happen in the downtown area.
Well, that is so huge. And having worked in downtown Detroit for most of my career, I can attest to the fact that there is a dearth of tailors. And if you needed alterations, it was probably going to have to happen in the suburbs. So welcome to the city. Thank you for your years of dedicated service to our area and to your dad, who have obviously opened business up in Troy. And we encourage all of your loyal customers who are used to finding you at the Somerset Collection, encourage them to come down and visit you in Detroit, like I will be doing. And you know, this, it's the small businesses downtown that are really going to spur the and continue to catalyze the resurgence that's happening right before our eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I got to say, you know, to anybody who's, you know, listening and they're going to try to make their way to downtown, know that the city has done more than enough. Checkpoints are really easy. Everything is looking good. I was able to go in and out, and I was very happy with what I saw. Everyone's so interactive. Everyone's asking questions, and everyone's happy. And like I said, it's beautiful to be in the city of Detroit today.
Well, I think you're right about that, and it's not, yes, it is chaotic a bit. It's a little, you know, with the street closings and things like that, but it's not impossible. So that's my message, and I thank you for saying it, Michael, is don't be afraid, don't be intimidated. Folks, come on down. This is a significant weekend in our city to showcase what we have become and the renaissance of our city, and there's all kinds of very kind folks that can guide you, direct you. I took a cab from another party, and he couldn't have been kinder to get me as close as he could to the location I needed to be. And then I got out and walked the rest of the way, and everybody's super friendly. I hope you're seeing a lot of foot traffic up where you are, because I certainly am at my location here.
Oh, it was. It's wild. Wild in a good way.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, I know exactly where you are now that you mentioned the other businesses that are nearby. And boy, I just wish you all the best, and thank you for doubling down on Detroit. I hope that your business at Somerset continues to thrive, and I'm very confident that you're taking a chance on the city of Detroit will pay off dividends for you as well, Michael. Really appreciate you taking the time to be on our show.
Absolutely. Terry, thank you for those kind words.
Michael Rafai, CEO of Rafai. Please visit him. 1001 Woodward, if you need tailoring, alterations. He's the CEO of Needle and Thread at Somerset, which has been there since 2009, a family business, and now it's a family business in downtown Detroit. Michael Rafai, CEO. And we will be back. You're listening to Focus on WJR.